from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Could the coup mean extradition for a cleric living in the U.S.? Turkish officials say that some 2,800 soldiers and officers who staged an attempted coup late Friday have been arrested, as President Erdogan accused an exiled cleric of organizing the plot, even going so far as to call Fethullah Gulen the head of a terrorist organization, calling them Gulenists. Now, Gulen, who lives in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania, has denied that he was behind the plot. On Saturday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said that Turkey has not made a formal extradition request for Gulen, but the U.S. would consider it if Turkey's government presents solid evidence. Another of our reporters in Istanbul, Akin Kalasir, reports on the evidence at hand.
The United States is asking for solid evidence that such a terror organization exists. And the prosecutors now, after writing an indictment that puts it more solidly.
The United States does not recognize Fethullah Gulen or his followers as a terrorist organization. Earlier today, we spoke to VOA correspondent Dorian Jones, who offered this insight regarding Erdogan's political clout as a result of the coup.
Oh, undoubtedly. He's probably been never stronger than he is today. He has an incredibly powerful mandate to face down these opponents, particularly Fethullah Gulen. It's expected that there will be a major crackdown, not only confined to the military. We're already hearing that nearly 3,000 judges could be facing dismissal, accused of being linked to the Fethullah Gulen. And beyond that, this crackdown is expected to extend throughout society. Now, the chief concern in this country at the moment is, will it be confined to just followers of Fethullah Gulen, or will it expand to opponents of the president?
This is